Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm the doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, experts are saying the terrorism is going to increase under Afghanistan's newly appointed Taliban government. This comes on the eve of the 20th anniversary of September 11th. All that work, all those lives lost, that quote-unquote war in Afghanistan, or Afghanistan war, whatever they want to call it, that was supposed to end and give Biden his big back-slapping moment, now has put us in a position where they have a nice stronghold. They have a nice foothold in the Middle East, and they could plan, and I'm sure they planned anyway, but now they have more means to recruit. And for those of you who think there's not going to be enough of them, there's not going to be anybody who's going to want to do another September 11th, please realize that much of the terrorist attacks are not necessarily by people who want to do it, but because their families are held hostage or there's a threat. And so, you know, these suicide acts, these suicide bombers, all right, some of them, they really want to do it for the cause, like we saw with 9/11. But others, if they don't, there's another plan in place. And it usually involves their family. So the more people an enemy gets within their grasp, the worse it becomes. Now, a lot of headlines are about how the new interim government doesn't have women, minorities, opposition members. No, because they're the Taliban. Taliban, doesn't matter what they say. You can't trust what they say. I think we've kind of learned that. And so this new interim government is led by hardliners. We're being told by CNBC the group pledges to implement a strict Islamic rule over the country of roughly 40 million. The new cabinet of the freshly restored Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, this is what it's called, the IEA, contains no women and no positions for opposition members or ethnic or religious minorities. Honestly, from what I hear, what they do to women, I probably wouldn't volunteer. And from what I hear, what has been happening to opposition members, I think there was a brother of one that just got killed. I don't think anybody would have the guts to do it. They're scared. They say few in the international community foresaw the speed with which a militant Islamist group would take over Afghanistan. It's because they've been planning this whole time. They made a series of stunning territorial gains in July and August, still taking more territories over when the U.S. withdrew. And it was probably the most clumsy, unchoreographed loss of life, lots of lives, loss of equipment, loss of dignity when we left. So the Taliban has some momentum right now. And they are going to want to grow. Now, some people say they're not going to grow. They're not going to take over all these countries. Well, how do you know? I mean, if they've really been able to take over a whole country, they could take over. Some people said the same thing about Hitler. No, Hitler's not going to invade. Now, again, when they take over and there's not enough insurgents or anybody that wants to dare fight them, they're going to join the stronger. I don't really think the Taliban is going to reach the level that, you know, the Nazis did. But please don't underestimate any sort of group that is able to take over a country that quickly. Especially when the people whom they took it over had American equipment, had American money, had American training. That's why this hurts so bad. This wasn't, oh, we saw a poor country get taken over and, you know, they weren't, you know, they didn't see it coming. The Afghan army was trained. The Afghan army was supposed to be ready. And the Taliban outsmarted them. How did they outsmart them? Is it because they had little moles? Did they have people in there who could figure out, who could spy? And then if that's the case, have they sent those same people to America? We're taking in tens of thousands of refugees. Are we sure that not one of them is Taliban? Are we sure that not one of them was allowed to get on the plane because their family is held hostage? And that person is theirs to control when that innocent person that comes to America is theirs to control when they're here. I mean, how much vetting happened? If that person said, look, they got my wife and kids, they got my mother, they're going to make me do bad things when I get to America, get my family out. I think it's pretty well known that America's not very effective under this leadership of getting people out. It used to not be the case. So we're in a pretty vulnerable position. One of you did not want to be on air, and a couple hours ago had written how you are disgusted with what's going on because September 11th affected you, spoke about some of the things that affected them, served in the war, and to see us back to square one. I'd like to not think we're square one. I don't want to think we're square one. I want to think that all those lives lost, all that work we did over the last 20 years wasn't in vain. But if you take a look at what's going to happen on September 11th, we're going to be memorializing the thousands of lives lost. And at the same time, we are going to now have a watchful eye on what's brewing in Afghanistan. And I am hoping the government has a watchful eye on some of the refugees and what possibly could be, you know, threatening them or blackmailing them back home. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, we are back. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm going to get this on Facebook Live. Just getting my Facebook Live up. Thank you, guys. Sorry, it just takes a little while. Sometimes I'm going to try and do more and more video. It's hard because I don't look very good. I think it ruins it when you see your radio host on TV. And then you're like, oh, she looks like that? Nah, I don't want to listen. Anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Facebook for allowing me to Facebook Live. Big thanks to Daniel, who's my producer, who listens to my show every single day having to work it. And, I mean, if you guys think you're tough, he's tough. So call in with your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an interesting headline came our way this week where record numbers of men are, quote-unquote, giving up on college enrollment. Women are far outpacing men now, excuse me, in terms of enrolling in college. I'm sure a lot of fraternities like that. You know how with a lot of parties, for every guy there has to be two or three or four women, and you can't even get into the club now these days or certain parties or whatever if you aren't bringing the women, because they just don't want a whole bunch of dudes. They want, you know, it's interesting. You think you're trying to be more progressive and open, but apparently those parties and those kinds of quotas still exist. But from an enrollment standpoint, the Wall Street Journal is saying that men enrolling in 2 and 4 years colleges have fallen behind women by record levels. In the 2020-2021 academic year, women made up an all-time high of 59.5% of college students, while men trailed at 40.5%. This is according to enrollment data from the National Student Clearinghouse. It's a nonprofit research group. U.S. institutions had 1.5 million fewer students compared to 5 years ago. Men accounted for 71% of that decline. More women also applied to college than men for the 2021-2022 year. So there were 3.8 million women compared to 2.8 million men. That's nearly a percentage point higher than the gap from the previous academic year. So they say this has been widening over the last 40 years, and if the trend continues, two women will earn a college degree for every man within the next few years, according to InsideHigherEd.com. The enrollment numbers are different among races. Poor and working class white men enrolling at lower rates than young black, Latino, and Asian men from same economic backgrounds. So it's, you know, obvious there are incentives for people to enroll in college and scholarships. And the scholarships, which I don't know if that's going to change later because of all the rules of, you know, of civil rights rules and things like that. But these scholarships, they just say women only apply. Asian only. Latino only. Black only. If you saw a scholarship that said white only, that would be all over the news, and that school would probably be canceled. But it's, you know, there are specific grants, there's specific money, there's specific incentives for certain groups depending on your gender, depending on your ethnicity. And so when one student can get a full ride scholarship and somebody else can't, it does start to divide. It does start to make some people question, why am I spending the 60 grand a year when somebody else isn't? Especially if we're of equal economic background. So most likely, many people are looking at it as, I don't want to have to be the one to pay. It's not worth it. Also, there's been multiple, I guess, rumors that not only is it throughout college, but in through workspaces, that your job will depend on your ethnicity, if you're going to get the job or not. Now, mind you, things were switched for decades, and sadly, so many groups suffered at these racist, bigoted employer moves. But we should have progressed to the point where no, we're not going to judge you based on your skin, your nationality. We're not going to pick you over somebody else based on you coming from one country or another. We stopped that. Unfortunately, we're hearing from a bunch of whistleblowers and corporations that no, that depending on who you are from an ethnicity standpoint, you get chosen first. So if this, whether it's true or not, if this is what many people are feeling, and they're feeling like they're not going to get a fair crack at it, they're not going to be able to interview that no matter what, you know, in fact, all these job applications, you do have to list your ethnicity. So, you know, I do because I know they need it, but it's one of the very first questions. They need to know your ethnicity before you apply. I thought we've progressed where we're not going to, you know, use that to judge, because racism happens and bigotry happens with that. But now all job applications are appear to have that on there. And so I think a lot of people feel like, you know, whether you know, they are one race or another or gender or another, that they might not be able to get the job based on just what they put down on that as who they identify as. We are starting to notice that in terms of men and women, they are offering spots on these applications for you not to say if you're male or woman. And so I think a lot of men are thinking they need to do that. And so they'll put, I'm non-binary, or I wish not to. And so the same thing with a lot of us who might be mixed race. You know, why do I have to choose one ethnicity? Why can't I, you know, why can't I keep my ethnicity to myself? Why do I have to announce it to everybody? So I don't know if the pendulum is going to swing back, but it is interesting to see such a change. Now, making news was this Portland philosophy professor who slammed his university as being a social justice factory. He said he taught philosophy at Portland State University, and he said that students are not being taught to think. Rather, they are being trained to mimic the moral certainty of ideologues. He said, basically, he says they've created a culture of offense where students are now afraid to speak openly and honestly. So college is turning into something different than I always thought it was. I always thought, I'm leaving the house, I could go to college, because I'm going into the sciences, we're going to be doing research, and with research you take a question, and with that question you have a hypothesis, and then you study it, and then you either prove the hypothesis or you can't prove it. You explain your methods, you explain your results, you discuss them, and the limitations of the study. And to me, college was going to be all about the research. Yeah, politics came up, religion came up, and when I went to school, we had all religions there. Everybody felt like, you know, they had a voice. There was some, sadly, bigotry, anti-Semitism. You know, sadly, you're going to have idiots that do that. But everybody got a chance to hopefully feel like they could speak and have a safe place. And when a philosophy professor and a philosophy professor philosophers philosophize, if they don't feel like they could philosophize, well, let's take that concept and talk about it. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about it. Like, for example, I know a lot of medical students would probably love to kind of have a conversation about the whole heartbeat and a fetus. You know, does the heartbeat mean the fetus is alive? Does it mean it's not? And I'm sure a lot of students would like to kind of talk about that. Well, medical school is a great place to talk about it. You know, does having a heartbeat mean that this has, you know, probably, you know, beaten the odds and it's going to become a viable pregnancy? Or does a heartbeat mean nothing? So these are things that people want to talk about. But sadly, if you bring a topic up like that, you might be accused of being all sorts of things. And so if students whose minds are learning and they're absorbing all sorts of things and they are trying to figure out how to make a better society can't, you know, do research, can't hypothesize, can't debate, where do they do it then? So when I heard that a professor of philosophy and philosophers, that's what they do, they philosophize, if he felt like he was stifled and couldn't garner discussions that people could have because you have to just be one side, college has taken a completely different turn. And so if it's a diploma factory, it's a diploma factory. But he says it's becoming a social justice factory. And that's not what colleges are supposed to be. Because as you can see, society has had to make changes. I mean, we had to stop discrimination. Thank God we did. Thank God somebody brought that up against the grain. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is ready for possible legal challenges to his new vaccine mandates.
Have at it.
Visiting a middle school in Washington, D.C., President Biden noting he's so disappointed with some Republican governors and accused them of being so cavalier with the health of these kids. One governor who's not too happy with the mandates, Republican governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem.
This is not a power that is delegated to the federal government. This is a power for states to decide. It's unbelievable what he is doing.
Fears of rising inflation continue after the release of a key economic indicator. The August producer price index rose 0.7% over July and 8.3% over August of 2020. The index measures prices charged by producers for goods such as washing machines and services. USA Radio News. During the 9/11 attacks, one of the hijacked planes was headed for the U.S. Capitol building until passengers fought back and crashed it in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Now there's an award in honor of those brave passengers. Superintendent of Flight 93 National Memorial, Stephen Clark, explains the significance of that flight.
That was really the first counterattack, counterassault on terrorism, as George Bush said, President Bush said in the very beginning of this particular story. And what those 40 individuals did as a unit to try and go and take back control of that aircraft is something that I think the world needs to understand.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A federal judge is siding with Apple, finding the iPhone maker's developer restrictions and 30% commission for digital goods and services doesn't violate the antitrust law. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Roe v. Wade was a landmark Supreme Court decision that changed the way the legal process and states and public officials can approach abortion. And many people don't really know what happened to Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade, or the pregnancy, or the conception of the pregnancy that started this all. Well, yesterday we found out that the baby of Jane Roe is alive and well, was never aborted. She's alive and well, and apparently had some struggles when she found out that she was the daughter of the famous Jane Roe. Norma McCorvey was the mom, Jane, and The Atlantic put an excerpt of a book by Joshua Prager talking about Norma's path and then her daughters. And it's Roe v. Wade is probably one of the most, you know, controversial rulings, because it really at its core basically divides us on if we think a fetus is alive or not, and if the fetus has rights or the mom has rights. You would have never thought that that would have to separate, that a mom, because already, you know, if we think your pregnancy is putting you at risk, we save you. But if you're not at risk and you want to, by choice, not have that baby come out and live a life, you know, is it your choice as a pregnant mom to decide that fetus's fate? And so that's where Roe v. Wade came in. And it ruled in favor of Jane Roe. But by then, the baby was already born. So Jane Roe was a waitress in Dallas named Norma McCorvey. According to The Atlantic, she had wanted to terminate a pregnancy and filed suit in March 1970 against Dallas County District Attorney Henry Wade. So Wade, Roe v. Wade, Wade was Henry Wade, Dallas County District Attorney. She wanted to challenge the Texas laws that prohibited abortion. Norma won her case, but never actually had the abortion. On January 22, 1973, is when the Supreme Court handed down their decision. But she had already relinquished her child for adoption. The court's decision alluded obliquely to the existence of Norma's baby, they said. In his majority opinion, Justice Harry Blackmun noted that the pregnancy will come to term before the usual appellate process is complete. And so, though I guess when people were divided, they called it the Roe baby. Now, Roe baby has a name. Roe baby's name is Shelley Lynn Thornton. But nobody knew who baby ended up being. Even, I don't think Norma knew, after Norma gave her up for adoption. So the child's identity was only known to Henry McCluskey. Henry McCluskey was an attorney in Dallas, had introduced Norma to the attorney who initially filed the Roe lawsuit, who had been seeking a plaintiff, and then he handled the adoption of Norma's child. Norma's personal life, they say, was complex. Jane Roe. She apparently had casual affairs with men, according to The Atlantic. One brief marriage at age 16. She had three children. Each of them were placed for adoption. She also slept with women. She worked as a waitress. She worked in bars. And she had met a woman named Connie Gonzalez, who was 17 years older than her. And apparently they lived together and had a pretty long relationship. Norma briefly volunteered for National Organization for Women in Dallas. Then she became an activist, working with pro-choice groups. Then she became a born-again Christian in 1995, and she began working with pro-life groups. So while she was a born-again Christian, she was asked to renounce her homosexuality, which she did, and I think she lost then her relationship with her partner. And she also then fought for pro-life. She, by the way, ended up dying at age 69 back in 2017. But she actually opposed then the Roe v. Wade. And in fact, she actually asked for it to be reversed. Now, Norma had three children. And when some publicity started to surround her as she became, I believe in 1989, she let the world know that she was Roe, Norma McCorvey, that the Inquirer approached her. And apparently Roseanne Barr, I think, had at the time reunited with an adopted child or so. I guess the Inquirer talked to her about it, and she was, I guess, excited about that idea. So the Inquirer went to try to find Shelley, the baby. Not that they knew who it was. And so there was a very, very extensive search. And then they finally found that she was the child of a Ruth Schmidt and Billy Thornton. Ruth had named the baby Shelley Lynn. Shelley had been born, again, in 1970, so she's 51 years old. But they were originally in Minnesota, and then they moved to, I believe, Seattle. And so, I think they know. They're in Minnesota, they went to Dallas, the mom had adopted the baby, and then they moved to Seattle. So they were in Seattle at the time. And I believe it was the Inquirer, and one of the attorneys with the Inquirer was able to find Shelley. They were going to have a meeting with Shelley and the mom. And then when, I guess, you know, the Inquirer already had kind of a reputation about them, where they were kind of known to be more tabloid. I mean, now so many things are tabloid, so the Inquirer looks like, you know, non-fake news compared to everything else out there. But back then, you know, they were a little concerned. And so McCorvey had revealed her identity as Jane Roe. Actually, McCorvey did reveal her identity days after the Roe decision, but it didn't become really, really public until feminist lawyer Gloria Allred approached her at the Washington March in 89. Then she took her to Los Angeles for talks, fundraisers, interviews. From what I understand, Norma, you know, was financially struggling, so it helped that she was going to be able to get some, you know, income, and, you know, she got to be, I believe, on the Today Show with Jane Pauley, and so then that the National Enquirer offered to help. Toby Haft was key players in finding Shelley. They didn't really have when Shelley did finally realize what was going on. Shelley was at the time only 21. And so she was kind of struggling to kind of grasp, does she want to be public and famous for being the baby that was supposed to be aborted? And she didn't want that "I was unwanted" sort of air. So I don't think it ever made the big tabloids. And I think she kept, you know, herself kind of out of the public eye. And I could see why. That's got to be pretty difficult. Even though Norma eventually supported, you know, Roe v. or you know, supported pro-life stances and things like that. You know, what does the baby do when the baby's alive? So she's 51 years old. I wrote a little piece about it with the link to the book. And it's, you know, she didn't want to keep a secret anymore. So, you know, Shelley's alive and well. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, in the beginning of this COVID pandemic, I was hoping this SARS-CoV-2 virus was going to be very similar to the SARS and that it killed less than 1,000 people. I didn't want anybody dying. But it was, there was a start, there was a stop, and it ended. Started winter of 2002, ended late spring of 2003 with the last patient infected end of May. By July, they called it, saying SARS epidemic of July 2003 overdone. So I was hoping that would happen with this one. It didn't. We aren't sure why. Different virus, tinkered with virus, continual leaks. We don't know. Theories are still out there. Here we are 2 years later, not knowing. So, not to mention lack of transparency. So, we were kind of dealing with this blindly. Start working on vaccines. Vaccines were already in the works. In fact, a lot of the technology was there since the 90s, but we think some of the data we already had because we were currently working with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The government was already working with them, so they might have already had the data. So that Moderna was able to, boom, get shot ready to go in 42 days. In terms of it being tested, in terms of it being mass produced, multiple companies, pharmaceutical companies, jump to the line, which is why I told you guys, lay off the pharmaceutical companies, quit hating. Because they're probably going to save us with this. But I didn't think it was going to be the savior at all. I knew a vaccine would help, but I didn't like the masks. I didn't think these suckers were really doing much. I was like, we probably need to get N95s out. We probably need to figure out a little bit more about how we learn to live with this virus, because once we saw it not going away in the summer, we kind of knew it's going to be around. It's going to probably be around for a while. So our vaccine sort of guidance has been pretty kind of confusing. We were told, all right, guys, there's going to be a vaccine. You're going to need the vaccine. People are dying. You know, this is such a bad virus. We have to lock down. No schools, no movies, no bars. You can't go to church. You can't pray. You can't sing God's praises. You're going to spread the virus. It's bad, 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 bad. The vaccine comes out in December. Wait. No. You can't get it yet. No, wait. Stop. We don't have enough. We have to give it to... And which I was fine with. Give it to first responders. Give it to older individuals. Okay, so everybody's told to wait. And they're told to just wait and on standby. Everybody's on standby. Then all of a sudden, okay, now we'll open it up to this group. We'll open it up to this group. Then we were told you're going to need two shots. People were grumpy going, I just want one shot. No, you're going to need two. You're going to have two. That's what the data says. You have to have two. So people got their first shot. And then they were like, all right, I'm ready for my next shot. The 3-week mark, 4-week mark. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization and other countries are like, wait a second, guys. You know, one shot's pretty darn good. We have this whole world, you know, going on right now with COVID. It's all over the world. Maybe everybody just do one shot so we can give more people a shot. No. We got to do it the way, you know, the studies say. We have to do it. We got to protect our people. We bought enough shots. We'll donate some, but we got to do this. So maybe we could spread it out. So there was that back and forth of whether you could wait the 6 weeks. Right, because there's not enough shots. They're like, oh, we don't have enough shots, so maybe wait. And then, no, don't wait. So we were going back and forth with that. You thought the masks back and forth. We went back and forth with the vaccines. Then we were told you might need a booster. Why don't I just wait for the booster? You know, if we got these variants. No, you need the vaccine now. Get back over here. Don't worry about the booster now. Don't worry about the booster. You might not need a booster. Don't worry about it. And then here we are, booster. You're going to need a booster. You get the booster in 32 days. I understand there's a war going on in Afghanistan. I understand, you know, we have American stuff. But guys, we're going to make the announcement. You could get your COVID vaccine booster in 32 days. Well, not exactly. Only if it's been 8 months since your last dose. You see how confusing this is? And then, wait a second here. Maybe if you're really sick and you're immunocompromised, get it now. Wait, get your booster now. Unless... you're not sick and vulnerable. Who's vulnerable to COVID? Everybody. Kids. Kids are really vulnerable to COVID. Is the vaccine available for kids? No. So that was going back and forth. Meanwhile, FDA and CDC, those guys, wait a second. We decide. We decide when the boosters are ready. We decide what's safe. Wait for us. Boosters are coming September 20th, but don't be stealing our headline. Let us deal with this. All these questions arising. Well, if I got Pfizer, do I just get the Pfizer booster? If I'm Moderna, can I mix and match? Do I have to wait for a Moderna? Well, we still don't know. But in the meantime, this whole time, the World Health Organization is going, what the hell are you guys doing over there? Why are you on vaccine number three when we have all these countries without it? And they're brewing new variants. We got this Mu variant in Colombia. And this Mu variant has tons of mutations. One of the reasons why Delta variant came to its fruition is because it was in a country that was not prepared. Not a lot of people vaccinated. So all these new variants are coming. Yet what's going on in America? We got a big speech yesterday saying we're losing patience and we are going to vaccinate the unvaccinated. And there's people in America going, donate my shot to India, donate my shot to Bangladesh, donate my shot to Colombia. Donate it. Let's vaccinate these other people. No. And our country is turning on other Americans that are hesitant on the vaccine. Now, mind you, we don't want to be considered an unvaccinated country that can brew new variants, but it is what it is, especially since our vaccine immunity is waning. So it sounds like after the 8-month mark, we're unvaccinated again. Now, I think we will have some immunity. Hopefully some of us have some natural immunity if we suffered from COVID. But technically, we might be, if we don't get our boosters, unvaccinated again. So the World Health Organization is trying to be a little bit more vocal. And they're saying that COVID vaccines are not going to end the pandemic, people. And they want us to adjust our vaccine strategy to deal with virus in the long term. Dr. Hans Kluge said new strains of COVID will continue to emerge and the virus will remain with us like the flu. Now, earlier this year, he said we got to do the herd immunity, get 70% of the world immunized. I think we realize we're not going to have 70% of the world immunized. That's not going to happen at one time because if your immunity wanes, that vaccine you got in December and January, you're going to have to booster in order for you to still have your immunity. Meanwhile, the other countries that don't have the vaccine, even if they get the vaccine, their timeline's off. We're probably not going to be up to 70%. And I even said this. I go, this virus is either going to have to mutate and die off before we ever reach herd immunity. I never thought herd immunity was going to be necessarily a reality. Now, mind you, Delta cases are dropping. Even though pediatric hospitalizations are up, the CDC reports are showing that we are starting to go, that we are now on the other side of the hill. That's going to be fantastic. Hopefully, Mu never surfaces to that degree. Hopefully, this is the last of it. But I understand, and I'm not going to be surprised if we get new waves. We're going to be coming into winter season. But the World Health Organization is asking that we start to realign our vaccination strategy for a more long-term fight. Less than 0.1% have received a vaccine in poorer countries. And so these poor countries that have unvaccinated individuals can brew new variants. And it looks like these new variants can come and affect those of us who are vaccinated. So, you know, World Health Organization is not as hip on the plan that America has for their vaccine protocol. So I think we all need to get on the same page. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.